This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. As I've prepared for my retirement, I've gotten many messages from friends and former colleagues and people I've met over the years. I want to read you just one that arrived just this week from somebody I have long admired but never actually met in person. Bill, it begins, I heard that you were retiring and that Saturday would be your last radio show. I hope it's a happy day for you and that you will look back on your 25 years in the business with pride. I don't know what your plans are, but I can tell you that retirement may surprise you. I thought I'd retired in 1973 when I left the Mets. I won't go through the list of things that have happened since then, but I've never really stopped working. Maybe you won't either. It's funny, but if you deep down love what you do, you never really let go of it. I still work for the San Francisco Giants. I'll bet you'll do something like that. Maybe you'll write, or maybe you'll be a guest on other shows, or maybe you'll teach. Writing and talking might just be in your blood, like baseball is in mine. I want to thank you for all of the wonderful things you've said and done for me over the years. You've kept memories of me out there for the older fans to be reminded of and for the younger ones to learn about, and that's a pretty good thing. It is always nice to be remembered, and you tell a good story. Well, whatever happens, make the most of your retirement. I've enjoyed every minute of mine. So long, and good luck to you. Willie Mays. Full disclosure, I've been communicating with Mr. Mays for the past several years via a wonderful woman named Renee Anderson, who's been helping Willie out. She may have had a hand in the composition of that expression of best wishes and good luck. On today's show, we're looking back at some of the stories I've most enjoyed working on over the years, so keep listening. I think you'll enjoy it.